The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
I, Lori Elaine Lightfoot, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of mayor.
Of the office of mayor.
Of the city of Chicago.
Of the city of Chicago.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
There you have it. That, you know, she's the 56th mayor. She's 56 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So play 56 tonight in the lottery if you can.
We'll do that.
Sworn in. Now she... It's interesting because on her first few hours of doing what she did, she got over to City Hall.
Yep.
She, unlike the rest of the aldermen who just went out to go party.
Sure. It's what you'd expect on a day like today. Her mom's in town, her 90-year-old mother. It just brought tears to the eyes. A lot of people watching the inauguration today when she spoke about her and choked up herself. There's a family in town.
Mm-hmm. She then went over to City Hall and basically took away the aldermanic prerogative of the aldermen while they're still out at Erie Cafe drinking.
The executive order written and signed. Boom. First day.
One of their phones are going off. Hey, what? She did what? What?
She might be serious.
Right. So she says this whole thing was just an invitation to corruption.
This does not mean that our aldermen won't have power in their communities. Of course they will. And it does not mean that our aldermen will not be able to make sure that the streetlights are working or the parking signs are in the right place or any of the thousands of good things that they do for people every day. It simply means this. It means ending their unilateral, unchecked control over every single thing that goes on in their wards. Aldermen will have a voice, but not a veto.
At which point she turned around and she looked at the alderman that stayed behind her. And
she did.
They're all like, oh, hell no.
They're all up on stage and she did a little look around. I'm talking about you.
You see me? You see me? She also talked about I thought this was a brilliantly written speech in the sense that it used the imagery and iconography of Chicago to try and make a point, which is what you should do in inauguration speeches. That's what was done until a couple of years ago in inauguration speeches, where you make them sort of soaring and about the positives and hopeful, or they're all going to kill us, well, either way. Mm-hmm. But she used the four stars of the flag of the city of Chicago, and she talked about public safety.
When we hear a random bullet cutting a life short, people across the city from all ages and walks of life begin to wonder if Chicago is a place where they can continue to live and raise their children. Some have already answered the question by moving away, particularly from the hardest hit communities. The mass exodus that we have seen, particularly in the black community, saps the vitality of our great city. We must reverse the exodus by creating the reality of safety in every neighborhood.
All right.
Four stars. You said safety, education, stability in terms of finances and the fiscal ship, and then integrity, getting rid of the corruption of years and many generations gone by.
Stability. That's not a sexy star. That's an important thing. I'd make the blue line. The stability line. I keep the stars for sexy things.
Because she's saying, supposedly we have the $700 million unfunded liability, and it's got to be fixed in her next budget. And now she's saying it's even more than that. That's not honest. Oh, boy.
Yeah, because they showed her the real files. That's like when they take you down to the basement of the White House and they show you the alien. It's the same thing. They take you like on your little transition day. They take you in. They open it. They got a guy who looks like Samuel Tarly who opens up a big dusty book and goes, I believe you may have misunderstood what we meant when we said there was a deficit. And she's like, what?
That's not what I thought.
Yeah. Checking in at
number four.
Steve Doocy. You know he's a Fox News channel guy? Mm-hmm. They have a Man on the Street segment. Deuce on the Loose. Although I would call it Doocy on the Loosey. I think that's funnier.
I like that better.
Yeah.
More of a ring to it.
So we want to talk to the person on the street, the man on the street, the woman on the street, about a new law that's been proposed that people texting while they're crossing an intersection could get fined in the city of New York. And it did not really go so well because no one stopped.
Excuse me, ma'am. Hello? Hello? Excuse me? Hi. Can I ask a question?
No.
It'll just take a second.
I really don't want to.
Okay. I don't think she has... She's in a hurry to go to work. Everybody's in a big hurry. Now, right over here, AJ. Here's a guy. I'm going to surprise him. I'm going to see if I can get his attention. Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Hi. Excuse me. Can I ask a question? Everybody's busy.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
Yeah, I don't think it's it. I'll tell you what's interesting.
Uh-huh.
If you go out with a Fox News Channel mic flag and you go to a little town in West Texas, everybody will talk to you.
Sure, very true.
You walk out with a CNN news flag in West Texas, no one will talk to you. In big cities, it's the opposite. You don't get a lot of people that'll stop and talk to you if you have even. I used to do this man on the street thing for Fox locally here,
right?
And you remember I was with you then,
yep.
And we'd go out and people would sneer. And Fox locally, Fox 32 has nothing to do with
nothing
the Fox
to do
News
with
channel.
It. And I had the Fox flag in Texas when I worked there, and people would swarm. They'd fall over each other to try to talk with you.
Right.
And like honk their horn as you drove the news truck.
I never had luck when I did man on the street interviews.
It's a hard thing to do because usually it's like a weighty issue. You know, like, what do you think about the $700 million budget hole? And you're stopping people and they're just like,
yeah, it's uncomfortable. They're like, leave me alone. You have a deadline. You're like, bad memories.
It's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, it isn't. It isn't. But in the meantime, and you also have to choose the people you have to look for, and it isn't just asking anybody. The reporters are often looking for the best story in the individual, too, right? You're looking for somebody who will represent a constituency for or against. You're kind of guessing.
Yeah.
And you're looking for the people. And I was
about
doing
a range of ages and things
right.
like that.
And I was doing it for comedy, so I was looking for goofy people. Not hard to find. This is not hard to find. Well, good luck to Lucy on the Deucey.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's... Oh, I'm sorry. It's the other one.
Maybe Steve there was, Doocy on the Loose.
Yes.
Deuce on the Loose.
Deuce on the Loose, right.
I do like Deucey on the Loosey better.
Deucey on the Loosey. Lucy on the Deucey, that's a different thing. That I saw that. Again, that's somewhere else on the internet. Let us now check in with Kim and find out what's happening in the news at the bottom of the hour.
Chicago's top three new leaders have two things in common.
16-inch softball, Chicago's homegrown version of the game. It's fun, but some players pay a hefty price. Medical Watch Report tonight on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
Top 5 of 5 continues. Checking in at
number 3.
Here's a story I like. Finally, a story I like. I'd like to find a story I like.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a whole like to like.
Found one.
Here's one. Morehouse College. Class of 2019, commencement speaker, stands up there. And, you know, commencement speakers, that can be rough business.
It's hard to get people to pay attention when it's an exciting day.
Right.
They want to get to lunch or dinner.
Mine was some expert on nuclear physics from Europe, some Nobel Prize winner.
How did that go?
For about 2 hours.
Oh.
And it was 96 degrees. And outside, it was not good.
Ugh. I don't even remember who mine was. Is that sad?
Yeah. This year at my college was Jennifer Garner. That would have been much better. If were I only, a few years younger, it would have been all good for me. But
surprised you didn't go back for that.
Here at Morehouse over the weekend, Robert Smith, who is a billionaire, honorary degree recipient, decided that he was not only going to give them a speech that was rousing, he was going to pay off their student loans.
Wow.
On behalf of the 8
generations of my family who have been in this country. We're going to put a little fuel in your bus. Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. This is my class, 2019. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
How about that?
How huge is that? That may be the best thing you can hear on graduation day.
Oh, my God.
Huge. I mean, God bless them.
Historically Black College, Morehouse is. All male class. Great, great, great story there.
According to New York Times, he's the richest Black man in America with a net worth of $5 billion from private equity.
Mm-hmm.
So
there you
have it. Giving back in a big way.
Checking in at
number two.
Saturday Night Live season 44 finale began with Alec Baldwin delivering a parody of Queen's Don't Stop Me Now as President Trump, of course. Cecily Strong as First Lady Melania, Beck Bennett as Vice President, and A.D. Bryant as Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Don't stop him now. Don't stop him.
Because he's having a good time. Having a good time.
He's a loose cannon ripping up the laws of society. You can't subpoena him. He's gonna obstruct.
He's a billionaire. Unless you take a look at his tax return. He's gonna hide, hide, hide. Oh, there's no showing you.
I'm burning every bridge, yeah. Picking every fight.
So they call him Mr. Bad Advice. Cozy listens to the Fox News guys.
I wanna make a super straight man out of you.
They're just hitting a stride, and the election season is coming.
Yeah, well, we shall see. And finally,
number one.
Over at The View, Meghan McCain had to apologize after spoiling the final episode of Game of Thrones during an on-air conversation. It began innocently enough, as they all do, when the den mom, Whoopi Goldberg, mentioned some Game of Thrones viewers were seeking counseling to deal with their grief, and then...
I spent 8 years of my life watching this, and it was a horrible ending. Horrible. Bran is the worst. Sorry, that's a spoiler. But, like, he didn't do anything, and now he gets to rule. It should have been the mother of dragons.
Oh, Megan!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you guys are so triggered by the end, me telling the ending.
I'm only on
genuinely,
season four.
You guys are, like, genuinely upset.
I stopped.
Why is this a hot topic, then, if I'm not supposed to talk about
because
it?
Because I'm only on season four.
What? I didn't know that.
And wait a second. I'm on season zero. I have not watched anything.
Ooh. Getting ugly there.
Yeah.
Ladies, I think The View, go after Megan.
I'm afraid I have to be Team Meghan McCain on this one.
Come on.
The season's the show's over. We cannot be responsible.
It's over.
For you not watching. Keep up, people. This is America. At least I think it's America. All right. Let's close this thing up, and then we've got the news with Kim Gordon coming away in 2 minutes.
The top five at five.